citizen, a soldier. I am the guardian of America, armed and free. We threw off the king and his taxation's yoke. Ragtag militiamen, just ordinary folk in search of liberty. We learned our lessons well, how the people can arise, take up their guns and stand against a tyrant's lies, and win a life that's free. And we knew there always must be Minutemen, and we wrote our laws to guarantee. For we knew it will always be the citizen who is the guardian of America, armed and free.
Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Free speech and free press, and the right to assemble, those dangerous freedoms that make bureaucrats tremble. A blessing for the citizens, for the masters, a curse without the second. What good is the first? The right of the people to be secure in their places from warrantless raiders with masks on their faces means little or nothing without threat of force. Without the second, what good is the fourth? A public trial by an impartial jury, guilt or innocence judged in a hurry. The right to know with what charges you're fixed. Without the second, what good is the sixth? A disarmed population can be brought to its knees. No one can resist as tyrants do as they please. These Bill of Rights freedoms with which we are blessed. Without the second, what good are the rest? Children, to one who fought and won a future based on freedom with a vision and a gun and a mind that's free. The time is surely coming when among you there will rise those who will want to rule you and have a plan to guide your lives and possibilities. They will seek to take your freedom in the name of security. They'll use your fear and danger to get you to agree to give your rights away. They'll first disarm the weakest, your minorities and poor, hoping most will not object to what the rest endure and the price they pay. Then they'll claim that they'll protect you and they alone can keep you free. If you just give up the weapons that you no longer need, and you'll turn in your guns and think your future is secure. And then there comes that knock upon your door. So I swear there always must be Minutemen, men and women who cry, I will live free. And it will always be the citizens who are the guardians of America, armed and free.
are the gods.